Broad-based U.S. dollar weakness continues to bolster market sentiment. Investors have chosen to conclude recent economic data in the U.S., including softer inflation reads, will translate to a Fed cut. And yet the Fed has sent no such message and continues to express concern around inflation risk while maintaining higher for longer policy mantra. Surely something's got to give here. And we wonder if that comes later today with the release of the Fed minutes. We've also heard from central bankers around the globe talking down dovish shifts in policy. This includes the RBA, Bank of England, and ECB. The RBA minutes leaned more hawkish earlier today. BOE Bailey was out pushing back on calls for rate cuts on Monday. And ECB speak has done the same by way of a number of ECB officials. The yen has been the biggest gainer this week on the back of a short squeeze and news of Japanese corporates pledging wage increases, which suggests the BOJ would be needing to consider a shift in policy in the months ahead. Key standouts on Tuesday's calendar come from UK public borrowing, Canada inflation reads, US existing home sales, and the already mentioned Fed minutes. That's all for now.